everyone. So I'm here with Robin Good from the Good Seed Company, and we just wanted to give you a quick little update on the seed swap we talked about back in episode 113. It's called Free the Seeds, the first annual seed and start fair here in Kalispell, Montana. And so, Robin, do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Oh, sure. We've organized it so that it's got information for beginners and experts. We have 18 workshops that are going to cover everything from seed starting to seed saving, fruit tree grafting and pruning, beekeeping, permaculture, food preserving, how to improve your soil health in your garden, worm composting, lots of things like that. We'll have over 30 booths with lots of demonstrations and opportunities to meet local farmers and beekeepers and sources for gardening information and outreach communities. Lots of kids-friendly activities. We've got two different films scheduled throughout the day. And
What are the films?
The one is called Plant Pure Nation by the folks who did Forks Over Knives and the China Study, and another one about permaculture called The Growing Edge.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Is there a cost to see the films?
No, the entire event is free. And if you've got any seeds, non-GMO, untreated, open-pollinated seeds that you've either bought or saved yourself that you'd like to share, please bring those. Or if you've got any starts or cuttings or scions, you're welcome to bring those to share, but it's not necessary. If you don't have anything, just empty pockets, bring them and we'll fill them up with seeds. The idea is for everyone to go home with seeds that they can then grow in their own backyard gardens.
Awesome. Just amazing.
And then we're going to have, at noon, we will have two roundtable discussions, both of which are focused on helping our community get more educated on developing food resiliency. And one of them is about starting a community seed library. We'll be doing that together with Imagine If Library. And the other one is sponsored by Nourish the Flathead Growing Farmhands, and it's about supporting local growers in taking in food resiliency issues and supporting better expanded resources for our fabulous local farmers and growers.
Robin, you are the girl. So tell us, how do we find out about this? Wasn't there a website, Free
the Seeds? Oh, yeah, there's a website called, it's www.freetheseedsmt.com, free the seeds, plural, mt.com. There's also Facebook. You just type in Free the Seeds Kalispell and it'll pop up to the event. There's lots of information there. If you want to look at the schedule of events or get more details of the booths or when the workshops are and who's giving what workshop and what the workshop is about, all that information is on the website. There's also a map on how to get to the arts and technology building.
Just repeat that part about the Flathead Valley Community College.
What I'm trying to say is that the website is a resource for pretty much any question you might have about the event, including a map on how to get to the art and technology building.
Right, because that's the challenge. The map to the art and technology buildings, like behind the college, and like the first couple of times I've been there, I kind of got lost. So good thing to point out that there's the map. I like the schedule. So there's going to be a cheese making thing too.
Yes.
And beekeeping. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Intro to fermentation.
Yeah.
From forest to garden. Kids activity. Excellent. Microgrowing.
Lots of kids activities, both in workshops and at demonstration booths. So, you know, everywhere will be opportunities for kids to engage and interact and learn new skills and play with seeds or play with soil or play with something related to a garden.
This sounds so wonderful. I can't hardly wait.
We are very, very excited. Been lots of enthusiasm, lots of support, lots of excitement about it. And I just think it's going to be a great event. We're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for putting it together and coming on and talking to us today.
You bet. Lots of people have had their hands in this. You'll see the full list of the sponsors and organizers at the event. And it's a really good demonstration of the community coming together for a positive outcome.
Wonderful. Okay, we hope to see everybody there.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's get growing.
Amen.
Okay, perfect.